but it's going now and it's...
In the beginning of Perek Tomid Nishchat, there's a very famous Rashi that Rabbi Tzvega points out. Rashi Dimamaska Elam Arove. Rashi sounds like he's saying that there's a din min haTorah that you cannot be makriv the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim within the first half hour after Chatzos. Rabbi Tzvega points out that the Gemara in Yuma that Tosis quotes Dimamaska Mutmina LeAdine. Tosis refers to the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Ches. Gemara asks, why don't you shech the Tam Shel Bein HaBayim right away after Chatzai? So the Gemara says, because the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were constructed in such a way that you can't tell when it's Chatzai. We have a watch or a clock, so you can tell. But if you're going to tell by a sundial, so the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were constructed in such a way that you can't tell by the shade. But otherwise, the Gemara seems to say that there wouldn't be any problem. And then the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu used to daven mincha. Why is Avraham Avinu davening mincha? The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was misakin shachris, and Yitzchak Avinu was misakin mincha, and Yankov Avinu was misakin marv. So they should talk about Yitzchak davening mincha. How come the Gemara talks about Avraham Avinu davening mincha? So Tosis says, well, Avraham Avinu overlapped Yitzchak. So when Yitzchak was misakin to daven mincha, Avraham also davened mincha. So why don't they talk about Yitzchak davening mincha? I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says Avraham Avinu was such a good astronomer. He knew exactly when it was Chatzos. He would daven mincha right after Chatzos. He didn't wait the first half hour. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't tell, so that's why they had to wait the half hour. So the simple reading of the Gemara in Yuma that it's the half hour is only midirabbanan, it's not minatorah. And that's what Rabbi Kivege points out. There's a Rashi later on in the Masechta, and the Gemara also says like this. And this Rashi over here sounds like it holds that the half hour is a din minatorah, that you can't bring the Tamas Shel Bein HaBayim in the first half hour. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Mincha quotes a Machlokes Acharonim. Before the Mishnah Berurah, you look in the Behetev, in the Magen Avraham, in the Behetev, in the Shari Tshuva, they have a big Machlokes Acharonim. What a b'diyeva the person would daven Mincha within the first half hour after Chatzos is a Yotzei or not. Every so often it happens. After you switch the clocks, the people make a mistake. So they don't realize that you go to a wedding, and you want to daven mincha before you have the whole big meal, and then you think, well, it's way after Chatzos. Well, it's not way after Chatzos, a quarter after one. It's within the first half hour after Chatzos. Chatzos is one, it's not 12. So what would be the din b'diyeved if a person davens mincha within the first half hour? So it's a machlokes achrayim. So there's, the pashtus is the half hour is only gzeira midirabbanan, it's only l'hatchila. Why should it say you should pasul b'diyeved? But if you go with this Rashi over here, that the half hour by the korban Tamil Shel Bein HaBayim is a din min haTorah, so then the Pashto should follow that for sure you're not Yotze B'diyeved if you'll daven mincha within the first half hour. Because the Gemara says in Brachas that the Zmanim of the Tfilos were instituted, the Mechuvan Keneged the Zmanim of the Hakrabas HaKarbonis. So if there's a din min haTorah that you can't be makri of the Korban Tamil Shel Bein HaBayim within the first half hour, so the Pashto says you should not be Yotze the Mincha within the first half hour. But this is the Shvera Rashi. The Pashto says like the other Rashi, like the Gemara in Yuma, the first half hour is only midirabbanan, not minatorah. In Hilchas Erev Pesach and Simen Tof Nun Ches, the Mechaber quotes Rashi Shita, based on the Gemara at the end of Psochim, that when you learn Psochim on Daf Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav, you get the distinct impression that the matzahs that you use for the Seder don't necessarily have to be baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Mishnah talks about chalas toider rikiki nazir. If you're yotze, you're not yotze. When did they bake chalas toider rikiki nazir? On Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which meshugane is baking chalas toider? You can't be makar v'toider on Erev Pesach. He's baking chalas toider, he's going to put it in the freezer to bring a carbon toider after yontif. Toider has chametz in it. So why should he bake the chalas toider on Erev Pesach? Has nothing better to do? So the pashtus in all the Gemara is, that's how Rashi writes, pashtus in all the Gemara is, that you yotze idei chavis matzah, whenever the matzah was baked, the shmur matzah was baked, the shmur, like in America, they bake it, they finished baking everything 3 months before Pesach. They bake all the matzahs. And then Rashi says, but when you get to the end of the Masechta, and the Gemara says that there's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach, so just like the Gemara says that there's a hekesh when you get to finishing eating matzah before Chatzos, that if you all like Rabbi Lozen ben Azariah, that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos min haTorah, then the matzah has to be eaten by Chatzos as well. Because there's a hekesh between, that's the Gemara Kuf Chof on the base. So Rashi says, just like it's iskish le pesach when you get to the sof zman achila, that you cannot be yotzei de chavis matzah if it's after midnight. Who had the nami Rashi adds on in the tshuva? Rashi on the Gemara doesn't say a word, but Rashi is quoted by the Talmidim that who had the nami if the matzah will be baked before chatzos, he can't be yotzei. Just like the korban pesach has to be nishchat, the preparation of the korban pesach has to be erev pesach after chatzos. So the preparation of the matzah has to be erev Pesach after Chatzos. So this, so bizmanazah, only the Hasidim do like that. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of the whole din. But in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, this was the common practice all over France and Germany. All the Rishonim, all the Balei HaTosfos were machmer for that. They would insist on having the matzah baked after Chatzos. So that's the Loshon HaMechaber. You have to bake the matzahs after Chatzos. So the Achreinim add on, no, Chatzos and Machzah. You're not allowed to bake the matzah within the first half hour after Chatzos. Why? Because it is din derabbanan. So the half hour that you shouldn't daven mincha, you shouldn't daven mincha within the first half hour, and you shouldn't bring the Tom Shel Ben Abayim within the first half hour, because you may make a mistake, or according to Rashi, din deraisa. So that zera derabbanan applies also when you get to the baking of the matzah. That's what they quote from the Rekeach, that the half hour, you shouldn't bake the matzah right after Chatzos, like it says in the Mechaber, you have to wait a half hour. So that's not so bad. Okay, you can say it doesn't make a difference whether the half hour is there, I said there are bottom. You should carry over the half hour over there also. You wouldn't be allowed to shech the Korban Pesach in the first half hour either when I turn the rabbon, so you shouldn't bake the matzah either. But then some of the other Achreinim add on, the Shari Tshuvik, what some of the other Achreinim add on, that in a normal year, they didn't shech the Korban Pesach. You should bake the matzahs at the same time on Erev Pesach that you would have brought the Korban Pesach. But you have to bring the Korban Pesach after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. In a normal day of the year, you bring the Korban Talmud Shel Ben Abayim in between 2:30 and 3:30. And at Pesach, the Gemara says you bring it in between 1:30 and 2:30. So that's Sheva Machta, it's not Sheisha Machta. So the Achreinim said, the Shari Tshuva quotes Achreinim say, it's not right to bake the matzahs until 1:30. Because you wouldn't have brought the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim before 1:30. And you wouldn't have brought the Korbanos Pesach before the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So the machmer that you shouldn't bake the matzahs till that. That's very difficult. The half hour I can understand already, the first half hour, but to say you shouldn't bake the matzahs till 1:30. That's against the mechab. Mechab says chatzos, and then they add on from the rekech it should be another half hour. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim Bizdin, the top line on Nun Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara makes a whole cheshbon. How do you know that the Tomid is Koidim LePesach? The Gemara learns that from the previous Gemara, Nun Chesam and Beis, that all Korbanos have to be brought in between the Tomid Shal Shachar and Tomid Shal Ben Abayim, with the one exception of Korban Pesach, that Pesach is brought Bedavke after the Tomid Shal Ben Abayim. What would happen with the Yevid if you bring the Korban Pesach before the Tomid Shal Ben Abayim? So the Mishnah says on Samach Aleph Manal that b'dyevet it'll be kosher. If by mistake they shechted a Korban Pesach before the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, so the Mishnah says somebody should be memaris b'damai, someone should stir the dam of the Korban Pesach, try not to be zork the dam until someone will shecht the Korban Tamid and be zork the dam of the Tamid. But b'dyevet, if you brought the whole Korban Pesach before the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, b'dyevet it would be good. But l'chatchila this man of Shechitas HaPesach is after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So there is a sefer, Kafta Baferach, which was written by one of the Balei HaTosfos and moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he writes all about the different mitzvahs on Kli Yisbaretz, Hafroshes Chalan, Hafroshes Trumas and Maisus, what you do with Shemitah, and he talks about which areas in Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha Saretz, which don't have Kedusha Saretz. He talks about all the mitzvahs on Kli Yisbaretz. He talks about ripping Kriya when you visit the Kli Yisbaretz, all the dinim that are relevant in Eretz Yisrael. He writes that he heard that two generations earlier there was an interest on the part of the Balei HaTosfos to bring a Korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach. So he doesn't understand how is that possible. We're all Tomid. So at this five chapters later he says, oh, I was traveling to Hebron and it occurred to me that the problem that I raised five chapters earlier is not a problem because the Pesach is Mutter Betume. If the Rabbah Tzibah is Tomid, so it's Mutter. So he raises a few issues over there. So the later, Achreinim are bothered with Akasha. I think the Birkei Yosef quotes this Kasha in Hilchos Pesach. The Yechidor quotes it, but I didn't have a chance to look it up today. I started to look it up, but I couldn't find it. It takes a little more time to find it. So the Birkei Yosi quotes this kasha that there is a Mishnah in Menachos that says, on Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, when you build a new Mizbeach, Rei Mechanchena Es Mizbach Oela Ela Betomen Shal Shachar. When you make a menorah, you make a Mizbeach, you make a Shulchan, so it's not enough that you make a declaration, I'm hereby declaring that this is Kodesh, it'll get a Kedushas Peh, but you have to be Mechanachet. How do you Mechanachet? Avodasa Mechanchos, by doing the Haskolas Avoda. So what's the Haskolas Avoda? Let's say, when the Rishonim had an interest in bringing Korban Pesach, you can't bring a Korban Pesach without a Mizbeach. You have to make a Mizbeach. So making a Mizbeach is not sufficient just to declare, I hereby declare that it's Kodesh. It's mine, and I'm going to endow it with Kedusha. That's not enough. You have to be Mechanachet with Haskolas Avodah. So what's going to be the Haskolas Avodah? Well, I'll bring a Korban Pesach on it. No, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, Ei Mechanachet HaMizbeach, Ela B'Tomet Shal Shachar. You have to begin from the beginning. So the beginning is the Tomet Shal Shachar. So they're bothered with the kasha. How could the Rishonim have discussed the possibility of making a Mizbeach and bringing a Korban Pesach? What are you going to be Mechanach the Mizbeach with the Korban Pesach? But the Mishnah says you got to start from the beginning with the Tomet Shal Shachar. So some Achranim say that maybe that's not Ma'akeh B'Dieved. That Mishnah that says Ei Mechanach Mesa Mizbeach Ela B'Tomet Shal Shachar, maybe it's only Mechatchila. Maybe it's not Ma'akeh B'Dieved. It could be Od Yeshlemi, maybe if one should assume that it is Ma'akeh B'Dieved. But here the halacha tells us that the Korban Pesach is an exception to the rule that you bring it b'davke after the Tomet Shal Ben Arbaim. But even if you bring it before the Tomet Shal Ben Arbaim, it'll be good. But from the fact that l'chatchil is supposed to bring it after the Tomet Shal Ben Arbaim, that shows that there are two different series of korbanos. There's one series of korbanos, Tomet Shal Shachar, Tomet Shal Ben Arbaim, and Musafim, and Adorim, and Adobis, and Chayvis, and everything under the sun that's sandwiched in between the Tomet Shal Shachar, Tomet Shal Ben Arbaim. And then there's another series, independent of that normal series, the other series is Korbanos Pesach. The Korbanos Pesach is a series b'fnei atzmo. So if you're mechanech, maybe the Mishnah means to say like this, there are 54 days in the Jewish year, in the calendar, and maybe if you build the Mizbeach on any one of the 353 other days of the Jewish calendaric year, you have to be mechanechet by Tchilos Avodah. Tchilos Avodah is the Tomet Shal Shachar. And the exception to the rule will be, if you built your Mizbeach on the one day of the year, on Erev Pesach, then you have two ways to be Mechanach the Mizbeach. Either Mechanach with the Tomet Shal Shachar, or if it's late in the if it's already afternoon, and you missed your chance to be Mechanach with Tomet Shal Shachar, so you wouldn't have to wait till tomorrow morning to be Mechanach with Tomet Shal Shachar, you can be Mechanach with the Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach constitutes a Seder HaKrovas HaKorbanos B'fnei Atzmai. Maybe that's exactly what we're learning out from the Pasuk, that you bring the Korban Pesach after the Tomet Shal Ben Arbaim. Maybe this is perhaps the reason, maybe why the Gemara says in Yuma on Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara has a line that the Korban Pesach has the status of there is Korbanos Tziba and there's Korbanos Yochid. So how do you determine what's a Korban Tziba and what's a Korban Yochid? So the Pashta says it's determined on whose behalf is it offered? Okay. If a private person wants to bring a korban, that's a korban yochid. If the whole klal yisrael wants to bring, that's a korban tzibur. But another difference al pidin is who pays for it. So the korban tzibur are funded with machzah shekel money, and the korban yochid are funded privately. So what status should a korban pesach have? So a korban pesach should really be a korban yochid. It's offered on behalf of this person or this group of people, and it's funded by private money. You don't buy a korban pesach with machzah shekel money. Each person or each group of 10-15 people pay from their own pocket for the Korban Pesach. So the Pashtus is a Korban Pesach is a Korban Yochid. So the Gemara makes a statement based on a Braise that they quoted on the previous daf on Dunam and Beis and Yuma, that Korban Pesach has a status of a Korban Tzibur because it's Osi B'chenufyo. So there's one question, what do you gain? What's the difference whether any given Korban... What's the difference whether any given carbon is declared, is labeled as a carbon yochid or a carbon tzibur? What is a din that a carbon tzibur, tumah hutra b'tzibur, that a carbon tzibur can be brought in a state of tumah? So the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak in Tmurah, the Mishnah quotes Rav Meir, that that's not an accurate statement. The din doesn't depend on carbon tzibur, it depends on a carbon shizmana kavua. You can have a carbon yochid shizmana kavua, and there's also deches atumah. So what did you gain by declaring that the Korban Pesach has the status of a Korban Sibur because of the fact that it's also Bichinufia. What are you going to say? You have to buy Korban Pesach with Machta Shekel money? No, it's not true. You know it's not true. So what did the Gemara accomplish by saying that? Why was the Gemara pushing to say that a Korban Pesach should be a Korban Sibur? So I thought perhaps, what's a Nafkamina Allah Locha? There's another question. But what was pressing the Gemara? What was bothering the Gemara that they wanted to make such a statement? So I thought maybe this is the Bi'o HaDover, because the fact that you bring the Korban Pesach after the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim shows that it's a series b'fnei atzmo. All the Korbanos in the world are sandwiched in between the Tomei Shel Shach and Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, Musafim, Chayvos, Nedarim and Davos, everything under the sun. So all Korbanos in the world constitute one series of Hakrovas Korbanos, which has to begin with the Tomei Shel Shachar. And if you construct the new Mizbeach any one of the other 353 days of the year, you have to begin from the beginning. And the one exception to the rule is Korban Pesach. That constitutes a series b'fnei atzmai. So maybe this was bothering the Gemara. Korban Pesach is a series b'fnei atzmai, so the Seichel dictates that it should be a Korban Sibur. What do you mean? There's a Korban Yochid that should constitute a series b'fnei atzmai. Sounds funny. So if you say it's a Korban Sibur, it makes a little more sense. This Korban Sibur of Korban Pesach, because Asi Bechanufyo, so that constitutes a series of Korbanos B'fnei Atzmo, and you can start from the beginning of that series. You'd be able to be Mechanach, that's what the Rishonim thought. You would be able to be Mechanach Nemizbeach by beginning from the beginning, by bringing the first Korban Pesach of the day. Pesach Sheini, the Gemara says, is not Asi Bechanufyo. So the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Korban Pesach quotes that there's a discussion in Taisus and Menachos and in Yuma whether this din, that the Korban Pesach Rishon is brought dafke after the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, does that apply even to Pesach Sheni? What do you say? No, Pesach Sheni has to be brought same as in between the Tomei Shel Shach and Tomei Shel Ben Abayim. That's a regular din. Why should I distinguish? So it could well be that that's exactly why, because the Gemara says in Yuma that Pesach Sheni is not also Bichanufya. Even if many, many people were Tomei, and it happens, the Mikre, it happens that it is Bichanufya, but it didn't have to be like that. Pesach Rishon, even if hardly anybody's bringing Pesach Rishon. Let's say everybody's a Zav or a Nida, Yoledes, the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei Yatume, that you don't allow to be Makriv Pesach Rishon. And hardly anybody. There are only 10 Jews bringing Pesach Rishon. Gemara says 10 is no good, you got to have a minimum 50. Okay. So let's say there are only 100 Jews bringing Pesach Rishon, 99% of the world Jewish population is going to have to bring Pesach Sheni. We paskin, you wouldn't bring Pesach Sheni. The Gemara has a machlokes later in Pesachim. So we paskin Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric date. Pesach Sheni is brought a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon and Agdei Roiv HaTzibur B'Tahara. So if you didn't have Roiv HaTzibur bring Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, there is no Pesach. And let's say now, you'll build a Beis HaMikdash now, will we be able to, Menchas Chinuch writes, and Parshas Bahaloscha, that he's writing about Pesach Sheni now in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and is wondering what's going to be. If we'll build a Mizbech, we'll build a Beis HaMikdash now, will we be able to bring Pesach Sheni or not? Yomar HaZachdach Machlaikas, but the Pesach Sheni is Tashlum in the Rishon, the Pesach Sheni is Regel Bifnei Atzma. So we pass in Regel Bifnei Atzma. Even if there was no Beis HaMikdash during Pesach Rishon, and there was no Chiv at all of HaKrovas HaKarbonis on Pesach Rishon, still possible to bring Karbonis on Pesach Sheni. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, he wonders what would be the din? Would you be able to be Makri Pesach Sheni? So the answer to his wonder appears in the Gemara. He himself quotes it. The Gemara says Beferis, there's a machlokes, and we pass like Rav Chisda later, that you only bring Pesach Sheni if Roiv HaTzibur offered Pesach Rishon b'tahara bizmanoi. If nobody brought, if only 10 people brought, so there is no Pesach Sheni that year. But getting back again, the Gemara says in Yuma that Pesach Sheni is not called Osi Bichinufi. Even if it happens that big mobs, thousands of people are bringing Pesach Sheni, Al Pidin, it's not considered Osi Bichinufi. And Pesach Rishon, even if it happens that there are only 50 Jews bringing Pesach Rishon, that's officially it should have been everybody bringing Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon al Pidin is considered Korban Sibur because Osi Bechnufya, and Pesach Sheni is Korban Yochid. So it could be that that might be the difference. Pesach Sheni does not constitute a series unto its own. It's not a Korban Sibur that you should say it's a series unto its own, and therefore you don't have to sandwich the Pesach Sheni in between the Tomei Shel Shach and Tomei Shel Ben Abayim. Those were the 2 days in Tesis. The Mishnah Melech just points out the Rambam doesn't take a stand. It doesn't say one way or the other when you bring the Pesach Sheni. Tesis does take a stand in two different directions. Tesis in Menachos and Tesis in Yumah. has two opinions when you're being Pesach Sheni, after Tom Shel Ben Abayim or before. But it could well be based on this suggestion that that the Pesach Sheni should be Dafke not constitute a series unto itself because it's not a carbon sefer. It's not also Bichnufis, so it should Dafke be brought in between the Tom Shel Shach and the Tom Shel Ben Abayim. Yeah, we pass in Lalocha that if you bring the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, it's possible. You can bring b'diavad if you brought the Korban Pesach before the Tom Shel Ben Abayim, the Mishnah says Hasamach Aleph Amar Aleph that it's good. But if you brought the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, we pass in that it's possible. The more later in Arbi Psochem on Kuf Chesam and Aleph quotes that there was one Amora who was of the opinion that according to Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseira, if you would bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, it would be good. Rabbi Oshia says, "Kihod Amar Rabbi Oshia Amar Rabbi Loza Mach Shohed Ben Miserim Pesach Sheshkot to Shachris Bar Baosel Lishmoy." That it's good. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Yud Aleph Daf Yud Bez. The Gemara says that we don't assume like him. The other Amoraim say that Ben Miserim never said it, and even if he did say it, we don't pass him like Ben Miserim anyway. But basically, even we assume Ben Miserim never said it. But according to Rabbi Oshia Amar Rabbi Loza, Ben Miserah holds that the Zman Chiv Korban Pesach begins Erev Pesach in the morning, and the Pashtus is we don't paskin like that. So it's interesting to note that the Rambam, when he quotes the din of Derech Rechoika, the Mishnah has a Machlokes Hatanoim, what's the definition of Derech Rechoika? So the accepted opinion, one opinion is Derech Rechoika, you have a Nekuda on the letter Hey in Derech Rechoika, and the Kudas indicate that you're supposed to darshan something over here. So the one Tana says, L'fichoch nokud, that it's not to be taken literally, Derech Rechoika, just means that the people are chutz las kupas azot. So we don't, that's the Mishnah, on Sadi Gimel and Beis. So we don't accept that opinion. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, that you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and the radius of the circle is Tesvav Milm, and Modin is going to be on the circle. So the Mishnah says, Eiz Derech Rechoika min amadim alachutz kemidosa l'chol ruach. You take this radius and you draw a circle around the whole Yerushalayim. So whoever is within that distance is Derech Kroiva. Whoever is outside of that circle is Derech Rechoika. Why 15 mil? What is it all about 15 mil? So the Gemara says that the average person who would be walking by foot would take 15 mil. It would take a half a day. Would take exactly half a day to walk 15 mil. So that's why the sheer Derech Kroiva, Derech Rechoika depends on 15 mil. What does it have to do with a half a day? So Rashi learns on the Gemara, when Rashi's explaining what's going on, that the chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. You can't bring a Korban Pesach in the morning. Nobody holds like Ben Beseira. Even that Amora was rejected. We don't even accept his pshat in Ben Beseira. But even if he were right, we don't accept Ben Beseira Shita. So we pass, and you can't bring a Korban Pesach in the morning. So the Zman of Chi of Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos. So if you are within this circle, within this radius, close to Yerushalayim, so close that you can arrive in Yerushalayim by walking, by foot, the average person would walk by foot, would be able to arrive in Yerushalayim starting from Chatzos, walking till the Shkia, you can't bring the Korban Pesach, you can't shecht the Korban Pesach after Shkia, you can shecht up until Shkia. After Shkia, you can't shecht, even if you hold like the Rabbein Atam. Rabbein Atam holds that Tzeisa Kechavim, it's also based on the Gemara Perek Misha Hayatame. Rabbein Atam holds that Tzeisa Kechavim is 4 milin after the Shkia. That's around 72 minutes after the Shkia. But there's a Gemara in Masech Shabbos and Bema Madikin that says that Tzeisa Kechavim, that Ben Ashmash is only Gimel Rivei Mil, 3/4 of a mil. Here the Gemara seems to say that from the Shkia till Tzeis HaKachovim is Dalin Milin. So Rabbein Atam says there's no Stira. From Shkia, the first 3 1/4 mil is Vadayom. And the last 3/4 of a mil of the Dalin Mil, that's going to be the Ben Ashmash. So the Tosis points out in Zvachim and Daphne and Bava Menal that even if one holds like the Rabbein Atam, that the first 3 1/4 mil and after Shkia is still Vadayom, but the Gemara has a drasha from a pasuk there in Zvachim Nenvav that dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. It can't be zorik dam after shkia, even though it's vadayam. It's vadayam for other dinim to perform bris mila, to shake a lulav, to say halo, but not for the purpose of korbanos. That's why the Rabbeinu Yonah writes on the opening mishnah per tefilas al shachar that you cannot daven mincha after the shkia, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam that it's Bar Yom, the Hasidim all daven mincha late, way after the Shkia, and they say they follow the Rabbi Natan. They follow Rabbi Natan. They do Malach on Friday. They'll do Malach on Friday evening, the first half hour after the Shkia. It's Bar Yom. And on Matzoi Shabbos, if a baby is born 40 minutes after the Shkia, on Matzoi Shabbos, they'll say that the bris is Decha Shabbos, the baby was born on Shabbos. And it's only Ben Hashmash, the last 12 minutes of the 72 minutes. The Hasidim follow the Rabbein Tam Shita, Ben L'Hokel, Ben L'Hachma. So they say that's why they're allowed to daven mincha after the Shkia, because it's Bada Yom. So the Rabbein Yoyner writes on the opening Mishnah in Perek Tfilas HaShachar that that's not right. Even if you all like the Rabbi Natam, but the Gemara says in Zlochem and Daphne and Vav, the Dam Nifsal the Shkia Sachama, that you can't be Zorik the Dam after the Shkia, even though it's still Badayam for another 3.25 million. And the Gemara said in Brachas that the Zmanei Hatfila were instituted by the Chachamim corresponding to the Zman of Akrovus HaKarbonis. So if you're Vada, you cannot, not because Ben Ashmash is Safigam Safiklan, no, it's a Badayam, the first 3.25 million after the Shkia coin to their Beni Yaina. And you still bevadai cannot daven mincha because you bevadai cannot bring the korban at that time. So again, so Rashi says, why is the shir derech rechayka 15 mil? So the Gemara said because it takes a half a day, exactly half a day, for a normal average person to walk 15 mil. So what does it have to do with a half a day? So Rashi explains, the zman of chiyuv korban pesach begins at chatzos. Before chatzos, you can't bring a korban pesach. And the latest he can offer the Korban Pesach is the Shkia. After the Shkia, the jig is up. You can't bring a Korban Dam Nifsal the Shkia Sachama. So the din is determined at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Are you within this radius? Are you within the circle of Tesvav Mil? So at the time of the Chi of Korban Pesach, you are physically able to arrive in Yerushalayim by walking by foot. The average person would walk Bizmana Gemara as opposed to going on camelback, the Gemara says. So that's why the din is determined by the Yodim Beinani who would go by foot. That's a shaila. What about Bizman Hazeh? That's a big machloekes achrayim. What about Bizman Hazeh? That the average person would not walk by foot. The average person would take a train, or go by car, take a taxi, or go by bus. So did the din change? That's a big machloekes achrayim. So they say, well, as Mashiach bet kumen, we'll ask Mashiach what the din is. But until Mashiach comes, how do we know how to paskin? What's the significance of my nafkamin? There's no korban pesach. So they say, no. And Afkmina for Hilchas Avelus, because in Hilchas Avelus the din is that if the Ovel, a person comes to his family's home and he walks into the home, he came to visit to have a good time, and he finds out they had no telephone, he had no cell phone, he finds out that one of the relatives died and everybody's sitting Shiva. So the Gemara has a din, if he's Bomi Mokim Karev Mani Man, if he came from a close location, so wherever they're holding in the middle of Shiva, they're holding the last day of Shiva, so he only sits Shiva at the end of that day, and he gets up with the Avelim, even though it's mamish 5 minutes before the Avelim are about to get up. But Bami Mokum Rochak, but if he came from a faraway location, then he's Bain Aliyatma, he has to count his own Shiva. So what's the Shir Mokum Karav and Mokum Rochak? So the Rif, and not Gemara, Moed Katan, the Rif in Tosis quote from the Halachas Gedolos, that the Shir Mokum Karav Mokum Rochak is based on this din of Derech Rechayka. Except by Korban Pesach, it depends on traveling a half a day. Hashem came by Avelis, it can travel a whole day. There's no reason but that it should be only a half a day. So over here it's only Tezvav mil, and over there it's 30 mil. That's what the Rishonim say. Over there it should be 30 mil. So that's the Shailah. Why? Because that's how far an average person can travel if he's traveling a whole day. Over there it's really 40 mil, one, because the Gemara says the average person, the Gemara makes the whole calculation here. The average person will travel from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisar Krachovin. Here we measure from Chatzos till Shkia, so that's why it turns out to be 15 mil. But there by Avelis, why should you say half a day, and why should you say only until Shkia? There's no reason that the Hilchas Avelis should change before Shkia, after the Shkia. So there it depends on how far the average person can travel a whole day long, and that's what the Rishonim say, 40 mil. So the Achreinim had a Machloikas, the Talmidim of the Nodi Behuda. Adam Achloik, what about Bizman Hazeh? That the average person is not going to go by foot. The average person is going to go by train. Did the din deraisa change by Korban Pesach or not? So they say, since we're Mesupik in Hilchas Avelus, so they say, Halachik Dera Mekel Ba'ovel. We would be Mekel. When Mashiach will come and it'll be Nagir to the din deraisa of Korban Pesach, so then we'll have to pilpul it out again. It'll be Machloikas. We'll have to ask Mashiach what is his opinion on the matter. So Rashi explains again, why is it the shear of 15 mil? So he says, the din is determined, where are you at Chatzos? If you're within the circle, you'll be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before the end of the Sof Zman Shechitas HaPesach, so that means that you're related to Yerushalayim. But if you're chutz to this circle, then you don't relate to Yerushalayim, and it's no good. Even though you told someone in advance that he should bring the Korban Pesach on your behalf, and you'll arrive in Yerushalayim 5 minutes after the Shkia, you'll be Toch HaTchum. When Shkia comes, you'll still be Toch HaTchum, and then you'll arrive after the Shkia. It's no good, because you don't relate to Yerushalayim. You can only shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of those people who relate to the Mokum. They only relate if they can arrive within the one day, and when arriving within the one day is determined at Chatzos, will you arrive before the Shkia? That's how Rashi learns. You look in the Rambam says also 15 mil, but he doesn't say like Rashi. He says the din is determined at Alois HaShach, at Alois HaShemesh, at Zricha. Can you arrive in Yerushalayim Batchilas Zman HaShchita? By Chatzos, not like Rashi. The din is established, where are you at Chatzos on Erev Pesach? Well, you'll be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by Shkia, which is Sov Zman Shchitas HaPesach. So the Rambam says, no, the din is established at Zricha on Erev Pesach in the morning. Why should it depend on Zricha? Are you so close to Yerushalayim that you'll be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by the time of Tchilas, Zman HaShchita? The Rambam is very tamua, al pi pashtus, even if you wouldn't have Rashi disagree. I don't know, the Kesef Mishnah writes on the side of Rambam, yeah, that's obviously the Pshat in the Gemara. He's obviously the Pshat. The Pasha Pshat is like Rashi learned, that you're establishing the din at Chatzos, and it depends, will you be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by Sof Zman? Will you be able to arrive in the Beis HaMikdash by Sof Zman Shechitas HaPesach? But our Kol Panim, the Rambam holds that it's determined in the morning. I bet you can't shech the Korban Pesach in the morning. So how is the din established at the time of Zvicha? So the Rambam seems to understand the Chiddush over here, that the Chiyuv to be Makriv Korban Pesach is not Chal at Chatzos, like Rashi seems to hold. The Chiyuv to become Makriv the Korban Pesach is Chal in the morning, but the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah is only later. You can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of HaKrobis Korban Pesach till after Chatzos. We pasken against the Ben Beseir. The Pesach Shekriv Yud Dalet Baboiker is Pasul, but the Zman Achiyuv is Chal in the morning. It's a discussion that the poskim have when it comes Leil Rosh Hashanah and the Kedusha Sayyayim Mentors, you're not allowed to do Maloche. Do you become Mechuyiv in Tkiya Shofar Leil Rosh Hashanah? Or do you say no? How can you say Mechuyiv Leil Rosh Hashanah? You can't be out to the mitzvah Balayla. You can't be out to the mitzvah until the morning of Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Brura quotes a Rashi in Sukkah that the Chiyiv Netilas Lulav Ischal Leil Sukkis, even though you can't shake a Lulav Balayla. And the Chiyiv Tkiya Shofar Ischal Leil Rosh Hashanah. He quotes that the Orech Laner on Sukkah disagrees with the Rashi. He picks on the Rashi. But the Pashta says that Rashi holds that the Kedusha Sayyam is Mechayv and Mitzvahs. It's possible to have a Chiyuv Mitzvah Chal at an earlier time, even though you're unable physically, even though Al-Pi Halacha, you're unable to be Mechayv the Mitzvah till a later time. But that's what the Rambam holds over here also. The Rambam holds that the Chiyuv HaKrovis Korban Pesach is not Chal at Chatzos, like Rashi holds. Chiyuv HaKrovis Korban Pesach is Chal in the morning. Why Zricha? That's a Pele. It should be Alois HaShachar. Why should it be Zricha? That's a Pele. But the Rambam says, at the time of Zricha, even though this Man Kiyum is only later, and that's how the Rambam determined, that's how he establishes the din of the Shir of Derech Rechoiko, is established at the moment of Zricha HaShemesh. This Mishnah records that the normal routine every day in the Beis HaMikdash leading out Erev Pesach, special cases, but under normal circumstances, the Talmud is always Nishcha between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon. In Maseches Yuma, the Mishnayos tried out the whole Avodas Yom Kippurim, that the Kohen Gadol divided the Avoda in on Yom Kippur into five different units. First he does Avodah the Big Day Zov, then he switches, he does Avodah the Big Day Lovan, then he does Avodah the Big Day Zov, Big Day Lovan, Big Day Zov, and that's it for the whole day. So the Mishnah discusses every single carbon that was brought in the Machlokes HaTanoim, when you bring this carbon, when you bring that carbon. One carbon was left out by the Tanoim, the Tamashal Bein Abayim. When do you do? The Avodah of Tamashal Bein Abayim is done in Big Day Zov. So it's either done, it's not done in Big Day Lovan, it's not unique to Yom Kippur, it's clearly done in Big Day Zov, the regular begotten of the Kohen Gadol. It's either done in the third unit or done in the fifth unit. So it doesn't say Beferish in the Mishnah, so that's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. And that's the major difference between the Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Sfarad of the Seder HaAvodah of Yom Kippurim. The difference is, the whole thing is different, the whole different Nusach. But basically all the halachas are identical, all the dinim are identical except for two, possibly. And this is one that's clearly a discrepancy, that the Nusach Ashkenaz has Rashi's Shita, and the Nusach Sfarad has the Rambam Shita, whether the Hakrovas Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is done in the third unit of Avodah or in the fifth unit of Avodah. So it's interesting, you look in the back of the Vilna Shas, Maseches Yuma, so the Rav Shlomo LeVilna has in Ha'oris, the Cheshek Shlomo, so he points this out, the Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah points it out on the bottom of the Rambam, and he says this is the difference between the Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Sfarad, the Seder Avodah. And then he says he thinks that they're both wrong. He thinks that they're both wrong. He says, we know when you bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, between 2:30 and 3:30. So if the Kohen Gadol is a young, energetic fellow, and he's running the first unit of Avodah, second unit of Avodah, third unit, he's going to get to the third unit of Avodah, it's going to be only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be too early. So he'll bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, and the fifth unit of the Avodah, he'll bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim between 2:30 and 3:30. It'll be an old Kohen Gadol, and everything is taking forever. And it'll already be 2:30 when he's doing the Avodah, the third unit of Avodah. So then he'll bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, the third unit of the Avodah. He says, Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim says in the Mishnah over here that every day of the year except for Erev Pesach we have a whole pilpul. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, all the three different versions of what they're fighting about over here. But every other day of the year, including Yom Kippur, we know when you bring Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim between 2:30 and 3:30. He doesn't see that Yom Kippur should be different. He doesn't say that Yom Kippur should be part of the Seder HaVodah. Yom Kippur is the same as any other day, between 2:30 and 3:30. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah says, based on this Mishnah, the Gemara in Bracha says there's a Mincha Gdoila and a Mincha Ktana. Mincha Gdoila.
Change his clothing again?
No. When he's up to, when it's already when the clock strikes 2:30 on Yom Kippur, the first time he's going to be wearing Big Day Zahav, so let him do the Avodah. See, if he's in the middle of the third unit of Avodah, so let him do the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim now. And if he's in the middle of the fourth unit, then he'll have to wait to the fifth unit. He's not going to change in the middle now. He'll go in order. When he'll get to the Big Day Zahav in the fifth unit, then he'll do the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim.
When would Musaf be left?
Some were in the first unit, some in the third unit. Some the Mishnah has detailed every single Musaf. The Tanoim argue when all
we're
the time.
We're not after the third.
Some of them were after the third. Yeah, the Mishnayos have detail. I forgot already, but the Mishnayos have different opinions. That every single carbon is taken care of, except for the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim.
Shouldn't someone have to be at the end, the fifth, then, because you have to fill in all the stuff before? No, Hashem Kol.
I mean, you have to do everything before the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. I mean, so there can't be anything. None of them are suffering in the fifth unit. Okay, I guess that's a fact. None of the Musafim were both in the fifth unit of Avodah. Okay? That's correct. Some of them were in the first unit and some in the third unit. Correct. So the Gemara in Brachas has two different Zmanim of Mincha. There's Mincha Gdailah and there's Mincha Ktana. So the Gemara says Mincha Gdailah is 12:30, half an hour after Chatzos. Mincha Ktana is the last 2.5 hours of the day. Why the last 2.5 hours of the day? Because the Gemara explains over here, the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim is always brought between 2:30 and 3:30, so you have 2.5 hours after bringing the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah that the proper zman v'chatchila to daven mincha is mincha ktana. And all the yeshivas, we all daven mincha gdailo. Everybody daven mincha gdailo. So the Rambam says that that's yoytze b'dievet. If you daven mincha gdailo, you yoytze b'dievet. And l'chatchila more correct is to daven mincha ktana. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mincha, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, beginning of the Siman, quotes that the Tshuvas HaRosh disagrees with the Rambam, and he says there's nothing wrong with davening mincha gdoila l'chatchila. It's interesting, the Pischei Tshuva on Yerideya discusses the din of a person who is an oinen. Mishemeis muta lefanov is pata mikol ha-mitzvah. So the shaila is, does he have tashlumin? Let's say a person was an oinen, he was notified that a relative died in the morning at 11 o'clock in the morning. So he already davened shachris, he davened at the 7 o'clock minyan, he already davened shachris, but the whole afternoon he was an oinen. So then they bury the meis achveis at night, or bright and early the next day, and then it's still zman to daven shachris. So after he davened shachris tomorrow morning, should he make tashlumin for Myra? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you say an Einan is not mechuyev at all to daven, an Einan is not allowed to daven, so you don't need any tashlumin. Or do you say, no, the Einan is mechuyev to daven, but we don't let him, and then when it's possible to do tashlumin, he should do tashlumin. So the maaseh, the practice is we don't do any tashlumin. We don't do tashlumin for the tefillah that a person missed when he was in a state of aninus, because we say he wasn't mechuyev at all. So now in Shulchan Aruch they have the following, the Pischei Tshuva has like this. Let's say the fellow davens on Sunday morning by the 8:30 minyan. He relaxes, he davens 8:30 minyan. So what does he do before 8:30? He learns, whatever, okay. So he's up in the morning, he's up at 7:30 in the morning, and he's showering, whatever, he's getting ready. And they didn't tell him yet that his relative died. So they call him up at 8:25 and they tell him a relative died and now he's in a state of aninus. So Mikan al Haboy is in a state of aninus. Kol Zman that he didn't know that the relative died, there's no din of aninus, there's no din of avelus. So he was nischayev to daven shachris. He was nischayev to daven shachris when he woke up, when he's sleeping, and that does not conscious of anything. When he woke up in the morning, he's chayev to daven shachris. He finds out an hour after he wakes up that he's in a state of aninus, that's Mikan al Haboy. So there, if they'll do the kfur in the afternoon and he'll daven mincha, everyone will agree that he'll do tashlumin because he was nischayev b'shachris before he became aware of the state of aninus. So that's the Pischei Tshuva has like that in the end of Yeridei, in Hilchas Aninus. So what would be the din by mincha? He always davens mincha 7:30, quarter to 8. He has plenty of time to daven mincha, and he became mechuyev to daven mincha in the afternoon. And then he finds out that a relative died at 4 o'clock, 3:30, he finds out that a relative died. So I should say also, his anina is only from 3:30 on, but up until 3:30 he was nischayev to daven mincha. So everyone should agree that he should have to do tashlumin. If the kvura will take place later, they'll have to daven ma'ariv, so they'll daven mesek nishman esri for tashlumin. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Achrayim is saying, no, the ikar zman chiyev mincha is really in mincha ketana. And even if you hold it, he's not even saying like the Rambam, that l'chatchid should daven mincha ketana. He seems to be assuming, even if you hold like the Rosh, that it's okay to daven mincha gedoylo, but still the ikar, the zman chiyev mincha is really after mincha ketana, except that you can daven early. If you'll daven mincha gedoylo, you'll be yoytzei. Just like there's an inyan of tashlumin, you can daven after the zman, so there's an inyan of tashlumin, I pay up before the zman. Is a tashlumin al shem sofo. I'm davening in advance. Like they quote the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gave a psak. They told me it happened this year also. When Purim in Yerushalayim, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, so the chiv to lay the Megillah is chal on Shabbos. But we made a gzera de rabba. We don't allow you to lay on Shabbos. So the din is you lay on Erev Shabbos. So the people in Yerushalayim who are laying, the people in Tel Aviv who are laying on Erev Shabbos, that's Mikra Megillah Bizmana. The people in Yerushalayim laying on Erev Shabbos, that's really a tashlumin for tomorrow. They'll become mechuyev tomorrow to lain, so the yotzei now, they lay now to be yotzei the chiyev from tomorrow. So if Shlomo Zalman had a hayruah, they told me it happened this year again. The Balkari who lain the Megillah in Yerushalayim on Erev Shabbos died Friday night. He didn't live so long to experience Shabbos morning. So Rav Shlomo Zalman gave a psak then, and then he said, Rabbi Yashiv repeated the psak this year also, that if the Balkari doesn't live till the morning of Purim, the chiyev to read the Megillah is chal in the morning of Purim. So he was never mechuyev b'dover. One is not mechuyev b'dover, can't have motzi aser rabim v'dei chayv osam. So all the people who heard Mikra Megillah weren't yotzei, they had to hear the Megillah again. I think the story was the Balkari died on Friday afternoon. Balkari died on Friday afternoon. So they told him they have to, all those people on that minyan have to lane again, because the one who lane for them, we always assume he's going to live till tomorrow morning, so he'll become mechuyev b'dover tomorrow morning, so he's motzias today in advance of the chiyuv. Sometimes you have it, normally you have 99% of the cases of tashlumin, you have tashlumin lachar ha-maisa. A person brings Pesach Sheni, according to the Tanur Abnos, and it's tashlumin the Pesach Rish. A person brings, we paskin that on Chagiga, the first day, the Iker Chiyuv Chagiga is on the first day of Yonta, and Kula Tashlum El Arishin. If you bring on the later days, Chalamoy, the last day Pesach, it's a Tashlumin for the first day. Usually Tashlumin is later. You make Tashlumin later for the Chiyuv that preceded. And once in a long, long while, you can have tashlumin in advance. So that's the Nikra Megillah on Friday, in advance of the Chiv. The Chiv is going to be chal tomorrow morning, so everybody's yotze today in advance.
More pasha case should be if he goes chutz l'ir.
He goes chutz l'ir?
Same.
Okay. Well, let's say this year, a lot of people, let's say, were in Tel Aviv on Friday, and heard the Mikra Megillah in Tel Aviv. Then they went to Yerushalayim for Shabbos to be with their relatives. So they heard the Mikra Megillah from a Bal Koyrei, who is a Ben Ir, not a Ben Krach. They heard the Mikra Megillah in Tel Aviv. So the one who read the Megillah for them was a Mechuyev in Mikra Megillah and Tezvot. So that Mikra Megillah is not Oila for them, according to this Hayrav, Reb Shlomo Zalman. That Mikra Megillah is not Oila for them, for Mikra Megillah for Tezvot. They're going to be in Yerushalayim, Shabbos morning. They're going to become Mechuyev to read the Megillah on Friday, as a tashlumen for tomorrow. And the one who read the Megillah was not Mechuyev Bedover. What does he have to die? Why should we bump him off? Let him live at Meir Hesem Shana. He goes Chutz L'ir. He's not going to be in Yerushalayim on Tezvav in the morning. But they heard the Megillah in Tel Aviv or Rehovot. Then they come to Yerushalayim. So you're not yet with the Mikra Megillah. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. So that's what the Pischei Tshuva has that's what davening Mincha in Mincha Gedola is always about. It's a tashlumen for later. The Ikezman, even if you're all like the Rosh, that it's permissible v'chatchila to daven Mincha Gedola, but still, that's not the Zman Chiyiv. The Ikezman Chiyiv Mincha is really Mincha Ktana. So if the person became aware of the death of a relative before Mincha Ktana, I say the whole Zman Chiyiv he was Pater, and there won't be any tashlumen. It's not the same as Shachris. That if he found out, if he woke up at 7:30 and he didn't daven until he was going to daven 8:30 and he finds out that someone died, if he's ready in Schaib and Shachris before he found out, so there will be tashlumen over there because he wasn't the Nainan the whole time. But here, even though he found out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and he could have daven Mincha before, but the Ike Chiyav Mincha means the Zman Chiyav Mincha is really later, Mincha Ktana. The last 2.5 hours of the day, and davening Mincha before is a tashlumen for that. The Shari Tshuva there in Tov Nun Ches, when he talks about baking the matzahs and Erev Pesach, half an hour after Chatzos, so baking the matzahs at 1:30, Davke Sheva Machza, when he has this whole pilpul, so he quotes also that there were many who had a practice all year long to daven Mincha Davke Mincha Ktana, not to daven Mincha Gedola because of the Rambam's opinion. The Chatzil is more correct, except for Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, they would daven Mincha, because in the Beis HaMikdash they would bring the Tamas Shel Ben Abayim earlier. So they would daven Mincha Bedavke earlier on Erev Pesach in order to be able to bake the matzahs after they would daven Mincha. Okay. Thank you.